With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 214. We're getting up there.
Yes, we are.
In numbers, yay. We are going to have a fun show today because we are going to recap our recent trip to Walt Disney World, as well as we're going to answer some of your questions. We've got some emails, some messages that I'd like to share.
Yeah, so this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about our recent trip. I love visiting Walt Disney World during Christmas time, even Disneyland, even during Christmas time. It's always lovely to see. Did I just say lovely?
You just said lovely, and I just...
I was like, I didn't know what to say, and then I drew lovely out there. But it's always nice to see the Christmas decorations out there. Makes me get in the holiday spirit, even though we went there and it wasn't necessarily December. It still felt like Christmas, and it's just, it always puts a smile on my face to see it. So I'm glad we got a chance to go, even though it was quick. We got a chance to visit the Magic Kingdom, hang out there during Christmas time for the day, and we'll tell you all about that on this episode.
Welcome to the show. If you're new, actually, I keep saying new, like, if you're listening to this and you're a new listener to the show, I still can't believe it. Because, like, I feel like we've been doing it for so long, and people are emailing us lately and going, hey, just found your show.
Well, I think what happens is people go to Disneyland or World or anything Disney related, maybe every, they don't go four times a year like we do, Connie.
Yeah.
They go probably once every 4 to 5 years. And every time they go, you know, it's expensive. You want to maximize your trip. So people are looking for information and ideas and things that they should do or should see because they probably don't know it like we do.
What's your point?
That you're always going to get new people to listen to the show because
awesome.
There's always those people that are
new
going.
Friends.
And, yeah. They haven't gone since 1998 and they're going again and they're looking for information. They find a podcast.
So excited.
Got to get better on the SEO on Spotify, though. Someone said we were ranked really low on the list.
Oh, yeah. We got a message. Hey, you know what? It's fine. We can't be on top. We can't be the top podcast on every platform.
If you're listening to this, though, can you do me a favor and go leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or whatever platform you listen to the podcast on? Because that really does help us rank higher.
It does.
And it would be very much appreciated. Now, we'll give you guys some shout outs, anybody who leaves a review after listening to this episode.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, check out our Patreon group. We did hit the theme park that will not be named on this podcast.
Yes.
And we talked about it inside our Patreon group.
Oh, so part of the recap. Yeah, well, we won't mention which parks that parks those were, but...
They're in Orlando. they have parts of the park that rhyme with Schmary Schmatter.
I have no idea what that could be.
And we talked about it inside our Patreon group. So if you want to hear our recap on what we thought of our first visit to Universal... Just said it.
Bruce.
To Schmooniversal. You'll have to go into our Patreon group.
All right. Let's move on quickly.
Let's get into this episode.
Okay, so this episode, so we're going to recap our quick trip to Walt Disney World. It was quick. It was a very... I did a lot of planning, believe it or not, but it was very... also, some things were last minute as well.
I feel like the last few trips, we've been traveling so much between the... we've gone to California, Disneyland a few times... I almost feel like we've spent more time in Disneyland, in the park surrounding it, than we have Disney World the last year and a half.
I feel like you're right.
It's super quick for us. The trips that we have taken to the world in Orlando have been real quick, 1-2-day trips.
I just feel like it's never enough, maybe. I feel like every time we go, it's just, I can't get enough of it.
You still get that feeling of you're super excited to get into the park, and then as, 9, 10 o'clock comes at night, you dread having to leave.
Yeah, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'm thinking like 10 in the morning. I'm like, dang it, it's already 10 a.m.
Well, I always think about it as we're walking down Main Street, kind of leaving towards the exit. You just kind of want to hang out. You don't want to leave.
So on this trip, we did just Magic Kingdom. We did a We did actually visit the Poly, although we didn't stay there. We stayed off property this time, and we're going to talk about just a recap at the Magic Kingdom. How were the crowd levels? We'll give you a little info about what it was like staying off property this time. Some foods that we tried or had again, because you know, everyone knows we have some favorites happening over here.
Yep.
And the Christmas time, because we were visiting during, we're actually visiting during Thanksgiving break, which was interesting, but they did have the Christmas decoration up, so it did feel more Christmassy than it did Thanksgiving-y. And we'll each share some special moments of the trip, because I try, no matter what we do with the show, every time we go away, take the family to Walt Disney World or Disneyland or on a Disney cruise. We're lucky enough to say that we've been on a Disney cruise. I try to carve out special moments that we can have as a family, or just special times. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, but something I can take away from the trip so that we have it in our memory box forever.
Right.
Because a lot of times, especially now with the show, we do a lot of research trips. I have my air quotations happening, like my fingers doing the air. And you get so, I know that Bruce sometimes, I'm going to speak for you, but we get so bogged down into like trying to research stuff that we forget that it's a family vacation. We want to give you guys that perspective. So
yeah, sometimes too, you think about every time we go, we want to do a live broadcast. We want to kind of take you guys on a tour somewhere and kind of do it our style. But you know, there's that balance that you have to have between.
What's the excuse, Bruce?
Why aren't you?
Just kidding.
You're the excuse, Connie.
I'm the excuse. Oh, yes, I am. Okay. Should we talk about staying off property first? Since that was kind of... Okay. So this particular trip, we actually were celebrating our oldest birthday. She turned 16, so we wanted to make this really special for her. And the reason we chose staying off property mainly was budget.
True.
It was really just trying to budgeting in. We were, you know, we're a family of five, but we, as a part of her birthday celebration, we decided to bring her best friend, her cousin, along with
her
us.
Nephew.
And I was like, wait, hold on, back it up.
That's weird.
We decided to bring him along to have, you know, make it more of a celebration for her and to share that memory with him. I thought was really fun. So it was a lot of us. So there were six of us in total, and going through the numbers and trying whatever. Anyway, we chose an off-property house that fit all of us. It had three full bathrooms. It was pretty cool. The only thing that was a bummer was obviously it's away from the Magic, and it's no matter how you slice it, it was like a 20-minute drive every morning.
It's not a far drive though. 20 minutes in Orlando is, it's all highway. There's not a ton of stoplights like you are in the city or if you're in a neighborhood where you live. It's very much different driving.
Yeah.
So 20 minutes in Orlando feels like 5 minutes at your house.
The only thing that stresses me out about house rentals is like, okay, let me just backtrack, because having a house, especially a large house to fit all of us, like I said, three full bathrooms. She had like her own master suite bedroom that we reluctantly gave her. We let her choose which room because it was her birthday. And so I wanted to make it special. It stresses me out in the fact, like, I always feel like I'm going to break something. And by me, I feel like Bruce is always going to accidentally break something. And I can never relax because I feel like I'm still at home. Like, I still have to cleaning up after myself, whatever.
Yeah, there is nothing like the maid coming in and kind of tidying up your room every morning.
You know what I mean? Like, that to me is...
That doesn't stress me out about renting a house.
Yeah, well, clearly.
What stresses me out about renting a house is before you get there.
Oh,
I know. The anticipation of, yes, you can read reviews online and ask people, but you never really know what you're going to get until you open that door. And, like, search out the rooms and check the beds and look at the pillows and, like, that. You never really know until that point. The difference between renting a house off property or anything off property and being on Disney property is you know what you're going to get on Disney property.
Yeah.
The expectations are set and usually they're met.
It's a sense of excitement and calm versus the little bit of nervousness that happens when you're going to your house for the first time. Or how about this? Every time when we rent a house, we get the code ahead of time, and 9 times out of 10,
it's 9:30 at night. You just got off the plane and can you get in?
Can't get the code open.
You know, like Disney, you only have to worry about, all right, am I going to like the theming of the resort? Is the pool going to be close? Is it going to be super crowded? That's kind of all you have to worry about. You don't have to worry about cleanliness or really food options because there's always a ton of options. But off property, like, is it a sketchy area? Is it going to be clean? Is it going to be, you know, in an area where we can get to Disney World pretty easily?
Is there going to be a coffee maker? Because I forgot to read.
Yeah, like we have to do laundry. I mean, we got to do that anyway, but yeah. You know, there's all those things that go into it. So, but this one was really nice.
Yeah, I would say I gave it a thumbs up. I know that the kids loved it, and especially the birthday girl, which really made it special for her. I did bring decorations with us, which was funny. So I decorated the room. Anyone that's celebrating in Disney, you'll see like the room windows, which are cool. So like that kind of inspired me to somewhat decorate the house. I didn't bring a lot, but like paper plates and like streamers and stuff.
I'm not going to talk about where we stayed because
why?
I don't want to give him a plug on the show.
Well, look, it was cool.
If you want to know, yeah. Email us and we'll let you know.
Okay.
But okay. I will always gauge the level of how good it was by if you would go back or not. So would you go back to this place we stayed at?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would too. I would go back there again. And I'm picky.
You are so picky.
So if I say I would go back, you know it was okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you want some information about that, shoot us an email. We'll get back to you.
I feel like there's more of a responsibility level when you're renting a house than you are just a hotel room. And I get it. Like, you're supposed to treat the hotel room the same. But, like, I don't know what it is. I think that's the only thing that really – I'm just thinking –
You know what? Hotel rooms are made for you to be in transit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's not as much stuff in a hotel room that you have to worry about. It's made for you to kind of just hang out there, take a nap at night, wake up, and get going again.
Yeah.
Houses are more – there's a kitchen, there's a dishwasher, there's like an outdoor area.
Yeah.
There's a lot more for you to maintain because it's got they want you to feel like you're home.
But there's a lot of notes, like, please keep the shower curtain
closed. That was the one thing that there was too many notes. I felt like I was in school.
There was a lot of notes, which I can appreciate. I actually want to kind of do that.
Which is smart, though, if you're the homeowner.
Take off your shoes.
We should do that in our house.
Fill the dishwasher.
Put the forks in this one.
Yeah.
Plates do not go on the top.
Okay.
Who does that?
All right, let's talk about Magic Kingdom. And our day that we spent there celebrating our daughter's birthday. So that made it really special. Make sure you go to the Chamber of Commerce and grab a birthday pin. We met up with a great cast member there at the Chamber that really helped us help her make a special day, I think.
Yeah, right.
So we told them it was her birthday. And, you know, it's the little things that Disney does. Not always. I mean, they'll always provide you, well, at least now, a birthday pin. And the cast members will take note. And it was really cool for her to hear happy birthday from the cast members everywhere we'd go. So it made it remind her that we were there for her.
Right.
But also, if they can do little things, and I won't mention what, but we did get a couple of extra perks because it was her birthday and one cast member happened to know and helped us out with that, which was cool. I mean, it's like you don't want to go into Disney expecting things, but they definitely, especially since we had just come from a park that I'm not going to name, the level of customer service is so different there that I was just blown away once again with Disney.
And you think about that, too, when you pay. Because you pay for it, and you're like,
you paid for it.
This is really expensive. You know, to take six people to Disney World is just for one day is really pricey.
Yeah.
But that being said, you're there for 12 hours or 13 hours, and they are meeting or exceeding your expectations pretty much in everything that happens.
The only thing I would say about going to a park one day, which I normally wouldn't say, and we had a conversation with someone recently about that, this very thing, and how, you know, they didn't think, or we didn't think, there was enough value there because there's only so much time in the day, and so there's usually waits involved. There's only so much you can do and see in one day. And so typically we would never suggest going to the Magic Kingdom for one day, for one visit, and you're home, you know? But this was more a celebration for her, and I think it's doable. I think the only thing looking back, I would say, and we had to do this specifically for school, was that we went during a holiday week and it was really busy.
I'm a very much advocate for skipping school to go to Disney, by the way.
Same after this vacation.
You know, and I felt bad for some people there because the lines, let's get into it. It was really, really busy.
It was really
And
bad.
For us, we've been a bazillion times. So it's not a big deal if we have to wait in line for Space Mountain for an hour and a half or if we don't get to go on Pirates because the line's 2 hours long. Like, for us, it's not a big deal. At least, yes, it's obviously something that you want to do.
I'm going to stop you right there. It's a big deal for me.
Well, listen, it's not that big a deal because you're going back in like 4 months.
No, I don't know.
But some of these people who, you know, this is their only vacation to Disney in 5 years and they're really looking forward to that. It was really busy. Like, Space Mountain was a 90-minute wait or a 120-minute wait at some point. Like, you're waiting 2 hours to get on Space Mountain and you're only there for 10.
They did have issues with Space Mountain that day. It kept
So I highly recommend
breaking down.
You keep going during holiday breaks so that I don't have to.
You know what I wanted to ask you was that Okay, we went to Walt Disney World. We did the whole stay at the beach club and did all the parks last Thanksgiving break. So we were there just the same amount of like busy crowd level time. It didn't feel as busy to me last year. And I want to know from you if it's because we were there for a whole week. So we kind of were in that mindset of like slowing down, not so much slowing down, but like we had so much going on anyway that like by the second day we were tired and it didn't matter. Like, I want to know if that's the difference you saw or if it's just really it was much more crowded this year than it was last
year. I feel
year.
It was the same crowdedness. I didn't notice it being any busier or less busy than last year when we went the same exact time. I remember last year being real busy. The thing we did last year, which we didn't do this year, is we went to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party as one of the days to the Magic Kingdom, which is a separated ticket event, and it doesn't have as many people.
And it stretched and enhanced our experience.
So we went, I think last time we went 2 days, but we went to that as well. So that was kind of something that was a bonus for us.
But I think that's the other part of it is like we were there last year for a full 7 days, and we stayed on property. So I don't know, for whatever reason, the park just, it just had a different feeling than when you're going in for one day. I don't know. Anyway,
Listen, from now on, I'm not going on these holiday breaks or school vacations. I'm going the opposite times.
Notes
and if my kids want
to
come, they're more than welcome. And if they don't, they can stay home. They're pretty much old enough now to do that.
Not quite, but all right, whatever.
I mean, they're kind of old enough. We can get somebody to come over and check
on
them.
Get a dog to watch them or something.
I mean, we can have cameras in the house, can't we?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Like, hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to be doing homework. We're just about to go on the teacups over here, and you're distracting us.
You're really messing up with our time here. So I would say if you are planning on a one-day thing, I would just avoid a holiday. That's all.
No, keep going on holidays.
Oh,
please.
Never mind.
Because I will avoid them, and it'll be less. Here's a little tip, too.
Okay.
Like, if you look at the pricing structure, you can kind of see.
Bruce is giving tips.
No, I am, because I was looking at the pricing structure. Now, I don't know how accurate this was, but the week of Thanksgiving, the price was higher than the week after Thanksgiving. So I'm assuming that Disney expects it to be a higher crowd level because supply and demand demands that price is higher. So if you look at the pricing structure, you can probably guesstimate what Disney thinks, not the blogs, but Disney thinks how busy it's going to be. And now that they have that pricing where you have to pick your times and days, or not times, but days, I think they're going to get a pretty good idea of what to expect those days. So look at the pricing of what you're paying for those days, and that'll give you a good idea of how busy they think it's going to be.
I don't know. I felt like a lot of people went the week after Thanksgiving, and it was still busy.
They probably saw the pricing and like, let's go that. Oh, come on. Everybody did that.
Everybody did. That's what I feel like will happen. So I don't know. Anyway.
I'm just going to go on like random times.
Yeah.
Like when is everybody in school? The first week of February? Nobody has a break first week of February. Right? I'm going then.
I just think that if you just choose to have a specific mindset of like how you're going to make this particular trip special and meaningful to you and your family and not worry about crowds. I know that sounds nutty because it's like obviously everybody wants to go when it's no crowd level, right? If that will ever happen, but it's just hard to manage and figure out and the algorithms of like what it's going to be. Just I feel like your mindset changes your whole entire experience when you're at Disney. I really do think that because there were moments when I saw the crowd levels while we were there this time, and granted it was like that one day like I talked about, so you know we only had a specific number of hours to maximize our fun, but I remember once I just calmed down and realized like we were there for our daughter, we were there to make this special for her, it really changed everything from just it didn't change the number of people in there at Disney, but it changed how I viewed everybody and how I was having fun. Anyway, okay, moving on to food. I can see I'm losing Bruce.
Yeah, how's it going? I was wandering for a second there.
Food. Did we try anything different? I can't. I'm looking at my note thinking I really wanted to talk about all these different foods and really didn't try anything different other than the fact that our cinnamon roll from Gaston's was covered in a red frosting versus the white because it was a holiday.
Which I don't know if it was because you ordered it while we were doing something else and it sat out a little bit, but I didn't like it as much, to be honest with you.
It was a little dry. You know what it was? It wasn't warm. I heard someone else. I made a friend while you were.
They said the same thing?
They said the exact same thing.
I don't know if it was just busy and they overmade them due to compared to the amount they sold, but like I didn't enjoy it that much. And if that was my first experience... See, this is why I hate telling people what to do, because they're going to go get cinnamon rolls.
But that being said, if we just went back to the cast member and said, this is a little dry, can you warm it up for us again? I bet you it would have been amazing, but we just were too lazy and didn't. We felt like it was weird to do.
It's like Tonga toast is like the only thing that I talk about or refer people to. Got to go try because I feel like it's pretty good every time.
I've had some iffy Tongas.
Yeah, but you don't really like the Tonga that much.
Yeah, but okay. Anyway, moving on. I was kind of bummed that I thought it was strawberry syrup or strawberry sauce. It wasn't. It was just colored frosting.
Yeah, so just one thing that. But we didn't eat at a restaurant. We just kind of snacked around the world.
Did you like
that?
And
by the world, I mean the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that more. Not more, but I enjoyed it.
I feel like Magic Kingdom might be, so it's like in the same level to me as Epcot lately, whereas they have enough great dishes that you can enjoy yourself without having to sit down and eat. That being said, we'll never be at the Magic Kingdom and walk by Liberty Tree Tavern without a reservation and be kind of bummed.
I mean, you always want to check.
You always just want to check.
Especially, we went the day before Thanksgiving, so it was kind of like Thanksgiving-y.
Yeah.
And you're seeing all those people, like, oh, man, they're having their Thanksgiving dinner in there, and that's what I want to do.
You're right.
But then I think, we're only there for that one day, so you kind of want to just wander around.
The amount of eating that we do to make up for the fact that we're not sitting down at the tavern, number one, probably not any less expensive, and number two, probably not any less time consuming because we're constantly eating. We're constantly waiting in a line to get some kind of meal.
I don't wait that long. I maximize my line wait time.
Yeah, you send us and the kids.
That's true. But no, I go in line. If I see a line and I'm not even that hungry, I may hop in it just because it's short.
Just
because I know I want it, regardless, at some point today. If I see a line that's real short, I'm going to hop in it. I go back and I'm like, see, good thing I got that earlier.
You know what was fun this time is that we brought our nephew. And even though it was, all about our daughter, it was her birthday, it was fun seeing him try the foods that we have recently discovered and watch him eat. Like, that was fun to me. Like, we were describing, at one point we were describing the tuna sandwich from the Harbor House. And I was just saying, oh, I can't wait to get the tuna. And he's looking at me like, Annie Connie, what is so great about a tuna sandwich? And I was like, listen, you haven't had a tuna sandwich till you've had it at the Magic Kingdom at the Harbor House upstairs where you can watch people roam around outside and whatever. And let me just tell you, he said it was the best tuna sandwich he's ever had.
So, by the way,
that was fun.
My aunt and uncle never took me anywhere, right? Let alone Disney World. Sheesh.
We just got bummed up. I think we've got to be the favorite aunt uncle, right? After this?
I don't care. I want someone to take me to Disney World. I don't want to be anybody's favorite.
You just want somebody to... my uncle didn't take me because my parents were there, but I was with my uncle. That was fun. I don't know.
Must be nice.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, let's move on.
You got the van.
We got the usual stuff. We got the waffle. We got the cinnamon roll. We got some Casey's Corner, which was good, which we talked about that on our live show about the table strategy of trying to get a table.
Super
I'd say
stressful.
The one thing that Disney doesn't have down, and they have a lot down, like they do a lot well, but that line in Casey's is a kind of a hot mess.
You know what, though? I think it is. But then when people realize that there's so many different lines, that's when things start. I feel like a lot of people, when they go to Casey, they feel like it's one straight line. It's not.
Utilize mobile ordering when you go to Casey's.
Oh, yeah. We never.
That'll help you out a lot.
Is there, like, you know what I should do before we leave? I should put on the packing list or somewhere where it says, don't forget to mobile order, because every single time we're at Walt Disney World, I realize, oh, yeah, there's mobile ordering.
Well, you got to do that.
After the fact.
I saw people we didn't realize it, or we kind of forgot about it.
We always do.
Yeah, and then we were in line, and you see people picking it up, and they're like mobile orders, and it's so convenient for them because they just go pick it up. They don't have to wait in that chaotic line.
Yeah.
So it was great. Good experience. We got a table outside finally. But if you're going to go there, mobile ordering is going to save your life.
You got like a mac and cheese hot dog or something?
I always try something new there.
Yeah.
And the big hot dogs you can literally feed three people with.
And it's a lot.
So you don't need to get three different hot dogs. You can get the smaller ones and try different varieties. But I always get a plain because our youngest daughter wants a plain one. But then I always try to try something new.
Got to get a plain hot dog at Casey's. I don't know. I feel like it's a classic. All right.
It is.
Christmas decorations. It was really cute to see all the holiday decor. We did get to see Anna and Elsa, which was cool, and the stage show that they do there. So a lot of like the spirit of Christmas was around us. It was cool, even though we weren't at the Christmas party, which I was really bummed about because one thing about planning this trip was I really wanted to go to the Christmas party. Didn't realize that we didn't land or we weren't going to be there when it was happening. That's just kind of a bummer. But that being said, we still got our holiday sort of moments, I would say, all around Disney, which Magic Kingdom, that is, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that Disney does a great job of decorating for the holidays, and it's fun. Christmas is no exception.
I mean, it wasn't Thanksgiving-ish. It was definitely like...
Yeah, but you know what?
Forgot about Thanksgiving.
I know, but I like Christmas, and I'm glad they do it that way. Because what are you going to have for Thanksgiving? Leaves
turkeys.
All around? Just
you
drop leaves everywhere?
Just do wild turkey, like animatronics.
I'm good with that. I keep it at Disney.
Okay.
I mean, keep it at Christmas.
All right. Special moments at the park? Any special moments that you had or want to share? Or
I mean, there was a couple special moments for the cast members for our daughter, but I don't think I want to talk about those on the air.
Okay.
So those for me were...
It's kind of rude, but
I know,
right.
But listen, it's kind of our secret. Sorry, can't share everything.
Well, you know what? I think that that's what happens with a lot of blogs and other, not that I troll anybody or watch any blog, but you don't want to share too much of like your own personal magic experiences too, because then sometimes like your expectations and what happens like doesn't match, and then you get disappointed and then you forget that you're in Disney, you know? It's like, stop waiting for that special moment. The special moment's happening all around you.
Right.
Right? Okay. Mine, well, it would be great if we had our daughter on for her to share her kind of review of how we did celebrating her birthday. But since she's not here, I know that she really appreciated the fact that she was sort of the focus of our attention that day and had her, you know, button and just making sure that we, every moment we had, we would wish her a birthday, happy birthday. One of my favorite moments is going up Space Mountain and singing happy birthday to her, and she didn't even know. I thought that was really fun.
That, and we held signs up on Splash Mountain and getting them all backwards because nobody really knew where the camera was, even though we've been on it a bazillion times.
We're going to go there.
Or like what order the sign should be in order to make it coherent when you see it in the picture. That was hilarious to me.
Didn't we leave you in charge? Who leaves Bruce
no,
in charge?
No, that wasn't me. I didn't even want to do it, so you can't say it was me. I did not even want to do it.
Okay.
Oh. I was forced to hold the sign up.
Yes, Bruce. I know. We don't want to put any attention on you.
That is true.
Okay.
And then, with magic bands with a few people. That was interesting.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
And then my last special moment, I think, again, you know, just remembering it was for her and just trying to just make it special for her. My favorite part of the night ended up being we left the Magic Kingdom just before closing, not at... Actually, did we stay till closing?
I think it was maybe just before.
No.
Yeah, I think we left right before because we wanted to see the fireworks show.
Okay, yeah.
It was really crowded, so we kind of wanted to beat the crowd. And it was getting a little chilly, so we hopped over to the Polynesian. So we left a little bit before.
We took actually the Polynesian boat, and we went to the resort to just hang out for a few minutes and then sit. We didn't actually sit on the beach, but we sat on a grassy area. And got to watch the fireworks show. I have some video of us, well, the kids, and just hearing them sing the songs part of the fireworks show was really just really special for me. And I know that they, at that moment, were really grateful, and it was a great way to wrap up her birthday.
It's good and bad because it's good to see, but then you know it's over.
It's over, yeah. But I think... It's a memory that's going to last a lifetime for me anyway. I hope I created memories for them, but who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
And you don't want to – listen, don't take this as advice. You should watch the fireworks show from the Polynesian because you're not going to see the projection on the castle that well, but you will see the fireworks, and they do pump in the music. So if it's something that you'd want to just kind of relax, it is a less crowded, more relaxing environment over there.
It was special for us because like you said, you didn't get to see the actual projection. It's not the best way to maximize your view of like the castle and everything.
But you can hear it and you can see the fireworks, and it's still a good place to do it.
All right, now we're gonna go into questions. Was that a good recap? Or is
I
that,
think. Well, listen, you're asking me.
Yeah, I was like, did we share enough? Did we share too little? What do you think?
I think I shared about enough.
You know we're going to end this recording, and I'm going to remember like 100 things that we forgot to mention.
Well, we'll do a Patreon episode again.
And then we'll do like a live show too, talking about it. Okay.
I think we did that already.
Oh, we did. Okay. Here we go to questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. This one is from Lisa from Ohio. She says, hi, Connie. Wait, she doesn't say hi, Bruce.
I didn't know I don't read the emails.
That just cracked me up. We will be at Epcot Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve this year. I want to take advantage of the special holiday offerings at the park over 2.5 days. We have an early lunch at Garden Grill with candlelight processional, booked for Christmas Eve. What other must-dos are see Eats Epcot specifically for the holiday season? I love the show and wish your family all the best this holiday season. It's so cute.
That is nice.
I think the holiday processional, it's one of the things that the more and more I'm talking about it, the more and more I'm realizing it's something I definitely need to do or experience. Maybe, and I'm sorry, Bruce, but maybe without you.
Yeah, you can definitely do it without me. I will be watching the live stream from somewhere else in Epcot.
You should totally watch a live stream.
From a less crowded area.
Okay.
Maybe even on a ride.
Okay.
While I watch the live stream. That's how I want to view the candlelight procession.
Wonderful.
So you can go there, sit in line, wait for it, see whoever they have. I will be enjoying myself, wandering around, eating with my phone in my hand, watching the live stream, doing many things.
What's cool about Epcot is that every little country does their own kind of festival for the holidays. And it's like holiday traditions around the World Showcase, which I think is part of the fun of Epcot in the holidays. It's actually one of my favorite spots, even though everyone talks about Magic Kingdom. And of course, we just went to the Magic Kingdom and experience some holidays there, I guess, like decorations or whatever. Really, it's super cool that you can go to this one place and see and celebrate all these amazing traditions all over the world. It really blows me away every time we're there. And I think one thing is cool. So don't stress too much, I guess I was going to say, because you're definitely going to find yourself kind of immersed, especially if you take your time around the World Showcase. But what's really cool is they do this festival passport. And you can go through, like, your itinerary. I think that's really cool.
I agree.
You can eat your way around, and it's just cool.
There's so much to do that you could just wander and find some things that you're going to get excited about and maybe you want to do them again the next time you go. But, like, just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Sit there and stare at that giant Christmas tree and just be in awe how big it is.
There's storytellers. There's all these different things. Again, if you have that festival passport, it'll be way easier for you. And you can actually go. I think you can go. I'm going to go right now and make sure. You can go on the Disney website and you can see it right from wherever you are at home right now so that you can plan. It's really cool. I just love it.
I agree, Connie. Good answers on those. I don't know if I contributed too much to that answer, but I feel like you did a great job.
All right, we got a lot, so let me just go quickly.
Roll through them. Let's roll through them.
This one's from Jeff.
Can they be one-word answers?
Okay, this one's from Jeff, and he has a Bruce section.
Next.
So this is like a Twitter one.
Perfect.
He's got a lot that I could answer, but I'll just do it quickly for you. The Bruce section. Did you tip the pontoon boat captain for the fireworks cruise? If so, how much?
I did. I don't remember how much it was. I don't know if it was 20. I just gave her some money.
You were like, whatever's in my pocket.
You were great. Here's some money.
I think we did like somewhere around the 18-20%. But
it was a great experience. Yeah. She was very informative.
Yeah.
She was friendly. She gave us snacks and drinks and blankets.
It was so much
fun. We spent like 2 hours with her.
You know what? It doesn't say anywhere. I feel like it didn't say anywhere, but she was definitely appreciative of it. So definitely, if you have the means, I would definitely consider contributing and making it an experience for
20% sounds about right, because that's kind of like what they do as part of the, like you would if you were in a restaurant. She was kind of like catering to us like she would as if we were in a restaurant.
I have to do the math. I have to remember how much we gave. I don't even know.
It also says, can you send me Connie's packing list or tell me how to download it? Just go to our website, unlockingthemagic.com. There's like a box on the side and you just click that button, put your name and email, and we'll send it right over to you.
Awesome.
Connie section, much longer.
Much longer. Are we going to get into the Connie section?
Let's skip that one for now.
Okay. This one is from Dave in PA. Is that Pennsylvania?
That is.
I'm really bad at my geography. I don't know. It gets worse and worse every year. It says here, recently found your podcast. Enjoy it. We're splurging a bit on the last 3 nights of our upcoming trip and deciding between reservations we have at the Poly or in Yacht Club. So, Bruce, choose one.
Poly.
I'm going to say Poly for me, but if it's a surprise for your family, or if you know your family, if they really love nautical decor and like rich nautical decor, especially if you think they're gonna love the pool area and like the Stormerlong Bay, I would say that. Of your family.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Even if you love that, still go to the Poly.
Well, because here's the thing, you still get that, you get that monorail experience, and I feel like seeing the castle and being in that monorail area is is really cool too.
The good thing about the yacht club is the pool area is ginormous, but it gets kind of busy there. The Poly is on the loop. You get to see the Magic Kingdom. You get to enjoy the pool. Their pool there is great too. The rooms are a little bit bigger at the Poly. So for me, if you're going to go for 3 nights and want to maximize your stay and have a great experience, go to the Poly. You're not going to regret that.
Okay, but here's the twist. Would you say 3 nights if you're going to do a lot of Epcot? No, you probably would want to stay.
Yeah, I still would.
Okay. Okay, moving on. Next one. This one is Sydney. We're going to leave our five-year-old with our parents and for an evening. This is a date night question.
All right.
We want to hop around there.
What is that actually?
A date night?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to Google it real quick. That was funny. I got you to laugh. Here we go. I want to savor that moment for a second.
Okay. I'll record it for you and then send it to you.
Okay. She has a date night question. They're going to leave her five-year-old with her parents for an evening, which would be fun for her parents and for her five-year-old. I think that's fun. Like,
she's going to do what we said. We said, give your parents money. You just say, don't move. Sit right here. We'll be back in a few hours.
Yeah, but they'll have the five-year-old with them, so.
All right, so get her some ice cream. Here's an extra $5.
They're going to be at the pool,
probably. And don't move.
Let's be real. They're going to be at the pool. Okay. And they thought about taking the ferry to Disney Springs for the evening for a date night. We wanted to hop around Disney Springs, just the two of us. What do you suggest? Or would you rather spend the evening at Splitsville or Enzo's Hideaway? So, like Disney Springs, they're going to take the ferry. Do you think that that's cool? Or should they go specifically to Splitsville and do bowling? And I don't know. I feel like if you don't have a kid with you and you can really, I would like hop around different. There's so many different like hideaway bars, like Abracadabra. I know this is a totally different way.
And it's a different area.
It's a totally different area, but I just love the vibe over at the boardwalk. And I'm sorry, kids, but I like it without the kids.
It is. It's not. There's not much there to do for the kids.
Yes.
So it's more of an adult environment.
It's more of like a lower key environment, and you can go. I don't know. To me, that's kind of where I choose. I'm not saying no to Disney Springs because there's definitely obviously a lot of places there with Edison. There's so many different newer restaurants there that you could totally have just an amazing experience. So I'm torn.
I would almost even go to Disney Springs, right? Hang out there for a little bit, maybe get a bite. But then I would take the boat over to the French Quarter and kind of walk around the French Quarter a little bit.
But that's where, I think that's where they're staying. So I don't think they have to do
Are they staying there?
Well, it says take ferry to Disney Springs. So I'm pretty sure they're like right either at the French Quarter or like at the other one.
Port Orleans Riverside?
Yeah.
No, so maybe skip that. So yeah, I mean, Disney Springs without kids is great. It gets a little bit crowded there at night. But if you're just wandering around, going into the shops, kind of seeing what they have there, maybe you want to buy a souvenir or something and then get dinner somewhere, Disney Springs is great for a couple to hang out there for the night.
I mean, it's just even not even dinner, like just like getting going to try all these little like almost doing like little bites everywhere. You could do that.
Yeah, Bowling's not my thing, so Splitsville wouldn't be for me. So there you go.
Well, Connie, by the look on Bruce's face right now, I think we're out of time.
I was just going to say, any other questions that you have, let's save them for the next one.
Okay.
I'm sure we're going to do another Q&A show, and maybe we'll answer them on our live show. So you're going to have to join us live.
Okay.
On Monday night, 8 p.m. We do it on YouTube and Facebook.
Go check us out there. We did this last live show. We did actually have a lot of questions that we shared. So that's a cool platform to share also as well.
Yeah. So go check us out there. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you do have a question that you would like us to answer on a future episode of the show, you can send it to info@unlockingthemagic.com. If you want Connie's packing list, go to our website, which is unlockingthemagic.com. You can easily download it for free there. And we're working on, we mentioned something about a particular map. You have to go check out our live show and see what that's all about. But I'm going to start working on that.
The snack map?
Yeah, and I want to say thanks to our two sponsors for this episode of the show. Kingdom Strollers, your preferred stroller partner. If you're going to Disney World and you have little ones and you want a stroller for your time in the parks and your resort, check out Kingdom Strollers. They'll deliver it right to your resort and then pick it up when you're done. You'll have it for your whole time, and they're relatively inexpensive, and they have really high-quality strollers. So go check them out, kingdomstrollers.com. And
that's the key, the quality, too.
Yeah, I saw some strollers there, and I wanted to sit in them.
Yeah, seriously.
Do me a favor, don't get the double wides, though.
We saw some imposters, too. Kingdom Strollers rocks.
Yeah, they do. They do some good. They definitely made me want to hop in and take a ride. And also, if you're looking to book your trip and you need some help, Enchanted Escapes Travel is our preferred travel partner. They'll book all of your reservations, your fast passes. They'll help you get the best dining reservations. They'll do all of that work for you. It doesn't cost you any money. So if you're looking to go to Disney World and maximize all of that stuff, head over to enchanted-escapes.com, our preferred Disney travel partner. Let them know you heard them on the Unlock and the Magic podcast, and they'll hook you up.
All right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good show, I think.
Okay.
At least in my opinion.
Again, Bruce is judging his own podcast.
Listen, I'm not. I feel like I'm still into it.
All right.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Yeah.
Again, go check out our website. Follow us on Instagram, Unlocking the Magic Podcast. Tune in to our live show. And if you have any questions, again, you can find us in a multiple ways. Email us. Go somewhere else and leave a message somewhere. All that good stuff. So, guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.